Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen. And you are listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to Hollywood's best and brightest behind-the-scenes beauty makers. We're talking makeup artists, hairstylists, manicurists, cosmetic dermatologists, you name it. But of course, I could do none of this without my personal cosmetic, I mean, know-it-all, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Well, Gwen taught me. Hi.
It's like I tell you like what actually is happening, and you're the one who tips me off to like the crazy celebrity trends ahead of time. So we're just going to get right into it. We have the most amazing guest today, and she's going to help us like dispel some of the myth and all of the magic. I mean, I don't know about you, Trav, but did you notice that Kim Kardashian was talking about using the Morpheus, like a radio frequency microneedling device? I've done something similar to my face. But she did this to her abs. Did you see this? It was on her.
I did. I've done a couple rounds to my face, but doing it on her stomach looks so good in the picture.
Well, her everything looks so good always. And as you and I know and talk about all the time, that's not nature. It's not nature. She gets a little help, let's say. But let's welcome our very special guest because she is going to like break it all down for us. We have got New York cosmetic dermatologist and just general dermatologist, because she is one of the smartest humans I know, Dr. McCreen Alexiotis. She has a huge celebrity following because she does have an incredible product line. Sienna Miller, Rebecca Dionne, Brooke Shields. You know, we can't really out who the good doctor treats, but these are celebrities who are known to use her product line. And let's just say, you know, Jessica Capshaw, they shout her out on social media. So we don't know exactly what's happening, but they love her as much as I do. So I have an inkling. Hello, Dr. Alexiotis. Do I call you Dr. Alexiotis? Dr. McCreen.
How do you call me McCreen? And Gwen, you're one of the rare people who can pronounce my name. And that just shows how intelligent you are, because it's a tough name to pronounce. It's so good to be with you. And nice to see you, Travis, as well.
You too. I love the way Gwen says your name. It's like singing.
Oh, it's a lyrical quality.
It's true. Anything having to do with the Greek Isles, where you are coming to us live from.
Greek Isles, and we're both Queens girls.
Mm-hmm. That is true. A queen from Queens. That's what I always like to call myself. So I'm going to call you that too. All right. So First of all, just tell us a little bit about radio frequency with microneedling, because I know you are a pioneer in this field. When I did this to my face, you did it to me.
Oh, yes. You remember.
Years ago, it was well before the pandemic. And, you know, it just blew me away to see that Kim did this to her abs. I didn't know that people were using this methodology on the body. So first of all, just like explain to us, what is the Morpheus laser and what is radio frequency with microneedling just in general?
Okay, so I'm really proud to have become the principal investigator for this company called InMode that makes Morpheus 8. And I'm currently doing a FDA trial on its application for body. So I'm actually the leader in this arena. And my leadership in radiofrequency goes back to over 20 years. I was one of the first to pioneer the use of radiofrequency in dermatology. And I'm known as kind of like the queen of radiofrequency, if you will. And one of the things that I helped co-develop in the mid-2000s was something called radiofrequency microneedling. At the time, it was just an idea. Nobody was paying attention to what I was doing. And now I'm so proud to have seen that this product that I single-handedly brought to market has now given birth to dozens of different technologies just like it, which is the notion of delivering energy into the tissue where you want it. This means you can safely administer it to any depth, including on the body, without negatively impacting the outer shell of the skin or the epidermis, meaning it is safe for all skin colors, all skin types, and you can tailor it to your condition. So for example, what I did on you, Gwen, when you came to visit me some years back, was I did the RF microneedling on the face, and I love to pair it with Macrine Actives, which is 55 active ingredients, because it creates channels in the skin, which is a portal of entry for active ingredients, so you get a better rejuvenative effect. What I'm working on now for Morpheus is this special technology called Burst, where I can deliver the RF to three different levels in the skin, making it much more powerful and potent and effective for tightening the abdomen, the thighs, the buttocks, and getting rid of cellulite.
So when you tighten skin via this method, it actually creates like a lifting effect, right? Because if you were going to tighten skin, you're going to get some... Oh, wow.
So what's special about radiofrequency, and specifically radiofrequency microneedling, it's one of only two sets of wavelengths in the world that doesn't just induce collagen, it induces elastin. It's the loss of elastin that causes sagging of the skin. So what my work over the past two decades has proven is that the induction of an elastin, the production of elastin through RF microneedling, actually tightens the skin better than other laser technologies that preceded it.
Amazing. Amazing. So Kim doing it on her abs, what is that going to do? It's going to give her like a six pack, or is it just going to make the skin look tighter, more taut, and actually younger, right? Because it's going to make the skin look younger. Because that's, yes, you know, honestly, you know me, Macrine, and like I hold it pretty well, right? But what finally happens with aging skin is that it gets like slack.
Yes. I just did a huge interview about that. And it's one of the things, you could be really fit and have no body fat, but you notice that the skin loses its elasticity. It feels weird. And that is the loss of elastin that starts, believe it or not, when we're in our 20s. So when we talk about restoring youth, I don't want people to think that this is a vanity project. What I want to convey to your listener is this concept. Up until the age of 25, we don't have damage to the skin. And so what happens after the age of roughly 25 is we start to lose collagen, elastin, and other components of the skin. They break down due to aging, sun exposure, pollutants, toxins, genetics. What I'm doing with Macrine Actives through active ingredients and through my technologies like RF microneedling, such as the Morpheus, is I am regenerating those components of skin that we lose over time due to these exposures. And so, yes, it sets the clock back to when we're 25. So that's why this idea of rejuvenation or reinducing youth, it's really way past vanity. It's more about restoring the health of the skin.
Right, which is, of course, health is the most important. So theoretically, in that realm, would you also be reversing skin damage, like sun damage, with this methodology.
Absolutely. And so my work currently on the Morpheus, which is focused, I'm in midstream in this study, actually towards the end, to be honest, is I'm looking at this burst mode, which is targeting three depths of the skin that I established during my pilot work a couple of years ago. And what I believe they also did on Kim Kardashian is they used my kind of protocol, which is to target multiple depths. This restores the elastin and collagen and hyaluronic acid to the full thickness of the skin. And this creates a tightening and a lifting effect, a firming effect that brings your skin back to the way it was when it was 25, which I see as the ideal point of health. And so restoring the health of the skin actually restores the aesthetics. It makes it look better.
Absolutely. Now, you've not treated Kim Kardashian, or at least we're not, we don't know if you have, and we don't want to out anybody, but what else do you think she has done to her body? What do you think? What cosmetic treatments do you think she's had done?
I believe that for many, many, many celebrities, and as you know, I do not dish, and I take care of the world's most beautiful faces that I grew up adulating and adoring on the screens. It is an honor and a privilege that because I was an artist first before I went into medicine and dermatology, that they selected me to restore what I see as their natural beauty. And I see it as a service I do for the world because they give millions, if not billions of people joy to see them restored on the screen. And I've seen it in real time. Yeah. A lot of people call me the $1 billion box office success. It's because I'm just an artist who happens to also be a dermatologist and laser specialist and an injector. And I have these multi-talents. But my goal for all these celebrities is just to restore and maintain the natural beauty that gives the rest of us happiness when we see it. So what I can tell you is the best results are obtained in my population when I combine technologies with active ingredients and injectables. So let's say somebody is in their late 30s, early 40s, they may need a little injectable or a little device like an RF microneedling to get them back to the way I want them to look, which is maybe in their early 30s, for example, or late 20s. And then I can maintain them with active ingredients. And that is true for the body as well. The active ingredients reduce the need for injectables and devices. And for somebody who's in their 20s, could actually prevent the need for injectables and devices. But I am not averse to using all my skills to getting my A-list celebrities back to and maintain them at that natural beauty that made them stars in the first place. And that's really what I'm known for.
So let's just go back to Morpheus for a second on the abs like Kim had done. Because she said when she posted about it that it was really painful for her. Now, we don't know if she's a
boss. Oh, right. I'll tell you why that is.
Yeah. Is it painful? And also, what is the downtime with a procedure like that?
So, McCreen, as you know, is a little special. So when I do stuff, as Gwen, you've had it in my office, I have certain idiosyncrasies. And actually, I am giving a talk at Controversies in Lasers in just a week. When I get back to Greece, I'm flying to California to give a talk. And I've decided to focus my talk on why is it that RF microneedling devices don't perform the same in every individual and don't get to the same depth in every individual, etc. And what I've learned is that the water content of the skin determines how well the needles penetrate. What I've also noticed in my career is that my patients don't have discomfort to the level that other patients from other physicians have discomfort with RF microneedling. And I think it's because I have certain idiosyncrasies. I don't know if you remember, Gwen, but I put numbing cream on your face. Mm-hmm. And when I did my first pass with the Morpheus, I did it through the cream. And why I did that is my numbing cream has penetrants. These are specific compounds that allow the numbing to penetrate into the tissue. After I've done my first pass with the Morpheus, the numbing is now in the skin and people are uniformly numb. So when I go back and do my second pass and my third pass, they don't feel a thing. And this is something that I'm hoping I can teach my colleagues who are less kind of experienced. I'm the most experienced RF microneedler in the world. So people who are less experienced and have less cases will learn from me. This trick not only has increased the tolerance of the procedure and made it painless. I believe it's actually increased efficacy, and I am showing these data at the current meeting.
Well, it would, you know, increase efficacy, because if a patient can tolerate the procedure, you can do it longer, deeper, all of that, right? So I love that. And now what about like downtime with this procedure? Because usually with lasers and stuff, you usually hear about doing it off season. But like, here was Kim in the middle of bikini season. She models for her line Skims. Like, what kind of downtime would you have after doing this on your stock?
Okay. This is one of the things I love so much about radiofrequency. It is the only set of wavelengths, because it's a set, it's a range of wavelengths. It's the only set of wavelengths that is safe on pigmented skin. It doesn't interact with pigment at all. So it doesn't matter if you're tan or not, whether you're deeply pigmented or not, it doesn't matter. That is not true of lasers. Lasers, you really should avoid in the summer. The other thing that I have basically worked on and developed for Morpheus and other RF microneedling technologies, not just that company, because I work with many, many, many different brands, is that I have made it no downtime through the coupling of RF microneedling and PRP, platelet-rich plasma. When I draw your blood, spin it down with my very best top-of-the-line PRP tubes, and I put the PRP on after doing RF microneedling, I have zero downtime. The redness goes away within a few hours. Judging from what Kim had done with my colleague in California, it did not appear that he applied the PRP. It was quite red. If there's no PRP applied, the redness lasts about 3 days. Okay. It's not horrific. It's totally doable. And if it's summer months, that's fine. You do want to take caution in that situation and avoid direct sun exposure, which she tends to do anyway. She doesn't tend to go bare midriff. And in which case, you're fine after about 3 or 4 or 5 days. But ever since I've been coupling it with a PRP, which is over the past several years, I have had zero downtime in my population. And this is another plus. And then they applied the Macrene Actives twice a day, because one of the things that I love about RF microneedling is it's an opportunity for greater efficacy. Efficacy means effectiveness. I get the best results in the world. And the reason I get the best results in the world is I take every opportunity I have to boost your collagen, boost your elastin, boost your hyaluronic acid, and as you alluded to earlier, clear your sun damage. And the way I do that is when I create RF microneedling channels, I believe that the best channels in the world, they're better than microneedling alone, they're better than Fraxel or fractionated resurfacing for the delivery of active ingredients. And that includes PRP and the Macrene Actives. And you get better results. I can do one treatment and get the results that I by adding the PRP and or Macrene Actives than I would if I did three without the actives or the PRP on top.
It's wild. It's amazing, because it's really driving those ingredients in deeply. Now, yeah. Travis, what body treatments have you had done recently? I remember when you were doing Cool Sculpting and it hurt.
I did Cool Sculpting a bunch and I made sure to leave my second set of abs a little bit bigger than my bottom two. So I did two treatments on the top, two treatments on the bottom, and only one in the middle. And it's left me with this amazing faux shelf ab, which I just love. And no matter what size I am, I still have this amazing divot in there. That was my idea. Thank you.
Brilliant
body sculpting by Travis Cronin.
Thank you. It was worked out. That was like 5 years ago. It's worked out.
Nothing else.
The fleshy six pack. I love
it. Yeah, it's a very
fleshy A little fleshy six pack. Exactly.
It's great. I did a little Sculptra in my butt, and I have done M Sculpt about like 9 times on my abs. And that is much more unfun to sit for than radio frequency microneedling, let me tell you.
Well, I find Sculptra in the butt very, very interesting. Karine, are you using fillers on the body at all? Like, I've always wondered. You know, there was that rumor many years ago, I think it was about Jennifer Aniston, that she would put big form filler at the top of her breast to kind of get that younger, fuller look. But where do you use body filler?
I've used filler from literally top to bottom on people. And you're absolutely correct. My Hollywood celebrity actors and actresses tend to require it more. They request it and require it. Why? They're on the screen, and even if they have one divot of cellulite, it shows up and it bothers them. And whereas I could get rid of it using Profound, which is another RF microneedling technology, and or Morpheus, and I'm very good at that, that takes time. You have to do it probably two times, a couple months apart. You got to wait the 6 to 12 months. They want results and they want them quickly. We will go for filler. And there are a number of fillers that can be used, Sculptra being one of them. Radiesse is another popular one. Or you can use hyaluronic acid fillers. They do work. They do need replenishment. The only thing I would tell people is to be aware that when we do use Sculptra or Radiesse, sometimes it can feel a little bit firmer than your regular tissue, but it gets the job done visually. As far as placement in other areas, you can place it pretty much anywhere. But what I like to do is get permanent results. So I tend to try to at least get started with some of the devices to get the permanent improvement, and then utilize the fillers as more of a short-term improvement so that we can get to where we want to be. The other use of filler for me in the breast has been one of, like, I've done pro bono cases for people post-mastectomy who had deformations. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, again, because I was a sculptor and an artist. And so I can recreate the nipple and the breast using fillers quite well. And it really makes the female and her partner extremely happy. Again, the best artistic results for me tend to be with the hyaluronic acid fillers, and they have to be replenished from time to time. But that is something that psychologically and emotionally really makes a huge impact.
That's awesome. I follow this world so closely because I love all of this stuff. And I love what you've done, because, you know, the Kardashians are an example because they do everything right. And they're more open about it than other celebrities. And they used to have to get those tiny injections, and they would just get a laser that was just firming. It didn't go do anything with elasticity. It didn't build up hyaluronic acid. It was pretty much just like a collagen boost. And you had to do it so much. But now I feel like it's the first time that you can completely get rid of cellulite for a long time versus just trying to hit it with whatever injectable you got, which doesn't work very well. And I think it's just so cool what you can do with the Morpheus and the Profound. It is profound and awesome.
Oh, thank you, Travis. You know, for many, I really appreciate your saying that, because, and Gwen knows this, she's known me for 20 years. I've been working on cellulite for a very, very long time, and we just really had some just very sub-mediocre results for a long time that were very disappointing. And nobody wants to do 5, 6, 14 treatments. Remember the Vella?
Right.
I was just going to say, I came to your office. It was probably like 15, 18, 20 years ago. You have to put the body stocking on, the roller. That was Vella, right? I mean, it was crazy.
Yes, the Vella suit. And the
Vella didn't really do anything, but it made you feel.
It's minimalistic. Exactly. And now, I mean, I'm in Greece right now, and one of my patients is here, and it's the first time that she's going without a para O on her legs in over 20 years. And I'm so proud. And it was just from two Profounds on the thighs. And I think you saw a patient of mine posted on Instagram that she was so happy. I mean, she's gone again without a skirt, without shorts. She told me for the first time in her life. And she posted it on Insta, and it really gives me my reward to know that I'm finally actually curing cellulite. Like, I'm pinching myself even just saying that. I think this is the first time that that's rolling off my tongue, but it's the truth. I've actually cured cellulite in these individuals.
That's incredible. And they used to be like, you got it, it's there forever, good luck. That sort of was.
And you're going to keep doing maintenance, and I'm not into maintenance.
Yeah.
It's like, otherwise, I think it's a New York. I think it's one of the things that guys, like, being from New York, we just want to get stuff done and move on. And so that kind of New York attitude is what has really pushed me to being more and more effective in fewer and fewer treatments for my patients. Because I don't like doing the same sculpture every 3 months. I want to move on to new things. So the fact that, like, I've conquered the face, I've conquered the neck, and now I'm conquering the body, I'm so happy for my people and for the art of what we do.
And now, what do you think about DIY devices? Like, there are some devices that people can use at home. Do you think these are good for maintenance in between? Is there anything that you would caution? I've been using that at home handheld laser called Lima, L-Y-M-A. And I got to tell you, because I'm finally like consistently using it, because this thing you have to use every day for like a few months and it's really time consuming, but I've used it probably pretty much every day, at least 5 days a week, if not every day of the week for about 6 weeks. And I got to tell you, like, I'm seeing lift in my face that is astounding to me. And I can only imagine that that's because of the consistency. But what is your professional opinion of DIY devices?
Great. I've been working quite a bit on over-the-counter technologies. We tend to term them photobiomodulation as compared to what we do in the office. So what we do in the office is like big guns. It's like really getting you 10 years younger in a single treatment, which I've been able to accomplish with RF microneedling and PRP, as people really look 10 years younger after a single treatment. That was unheard of years ago with other technologies. Over-the-counter technologies are such a very, very pale carbon copy of what we do in the office. The energies for your safety are extremely low, but not just for your safety. You're taking devices that cost anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 to $300,000 in the office to build, and you're trying to create a device that's under $1,000. So think about it. Of course, it's going to be low energy, low power, low output. So in order to actually translate into results, you have to use it a lot every day, so that even if you get like one iota of collagen generation, if you build that one iota by doing it 30 times in a month, of course you're going to get 30x one iota, which might actually get start to become a fraction of an in-office technology. Right. So your testimonial, Gwen, it just speaks to the proper use. If you're going to go with at-home technologies, you need to use them very consistently to get those results. Now, having said that, will it ever attain the results of a McCreen Alexiadis? Of course not. Because why? One of the things that is missing with the at-home device is the art of what I do. When you come into my office, Gwen, I get into this like really an artist state when I look at you, and I know exactly what you need. It just happens instantaneously in my mind's eye. And it's usually not just the same technology, right? It's not a cookie cutter approach. It might be a very unique cocktail of treatments on that particular visit that will do the best for you. And the problem with the at-home technology is it's a one size fits all. Everybody's doing the same wavelengths. You're going to get some collagen, some clearance of brown spots. It will be very superficially penetrating, so you're never going to get deep enough to really eliminate the need for, say, plastic surgery or for facelift, etc. But it will at least provide people with something at home that gives them a little bit of a superficial improvement. And it's better than no improvement. It's better than never getting into the office. But that's why I feel like active ingredients, and this is my absolute belief, are superior. Because if you're dealing with hundreds of active ingredients, you could cover all the bases that somebody needs. Whereas when we create an at-home technology like a Lima, for example, or a Tria or a New Face, we're dealing with a very small select number of wavelengths that we've chosen for that technology. Some of them are LEDs, some of them are electric current, and some of them are infrared light. That's pretty much it. And they're very limited in what they do. Most of them will clear brown spots and a little bit of redness, but only in the most superficial level. And most of them will induce some level of collagen, but again, only in the superficial level. So you're never going to get quite deep enough to generate the elastin you need to tighten. And you're never going to get quite effective enough to permanently get rid of those spots. So you have to kind of keep doing it. Again, it's better than zero. And for people who are traveling or too busy to come in, like you, it's a good kind of tide over. The last thing I wanted to say is it's kind of like the Oral-B toothbrush. If you let it collect dust in your bathroom, it's not going to work. So it's like you do have to kind of keep using it. And compliance is an issue for my patients. A lot of them are just extremely busy. And that's why they end up deciding that it's more for them cost effective to come in, have some treatments, and then use active ingredients. But yeah. I'm still a proponent and I still help develop these OTCs because there may come a day where we will get them to be safe enough and powerful enough that they will start to approach in an office procedure.
I think it's like a stock portfolio. You got to diversify. You've got to be using a bunch of different modalities. Obviously, nobody can do what you do when you go into the office. But I think it's also sort of great maintenance in between going in office, because anything to maintain the amazing results that you do that costs a lot of money, might have a little bit of downtime, like have at it. I think you should develop an at-home radio frequency device that will help McCreen Actives do an even better job than they already do. Are you working on that? Please say yes.
Yes, I am. It's really interesting that you mentioned that. I know all the RF companies in the world and I love them. They're my very good friends. It's just that it's another business. You know, Actives, I'm a really good formulator. I really know my stuff. I do believe I'm the best formulator in the world. I know the active ingredients inside and out. I know the best ones. I identify the best ones. And you know, I have patents on my work. So my active ingredients actually get into the tissue. When I create my RF device for at home, I promise you, I'm going to, even though with the FDA and you have claims that you're restricted and you have to be very cautious and careful to make sure to adhere to all their specifications, which I shall, I will make certain it is the most effective at home RF device because, like you, Gwen, I'm so busy. I don't have time to see myself. Like, to be honest, it's like I need to do everything at home. One of the reasons I made McCreen Actives was because I wanted to mimic the procedures I do in office at home in the comfort of my own home. Right. So I am very involved in translating in-office procedures to at-home solutions. And keep your eyes peeled because it very much is something that I plan and intend to do.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Well, I mean, you have given us so much information and honestly, it's like a lot of food for thought. I'm afraid that all of a sudden I'm going to hear that Travis is on vacation because he's going to get some things done that might require a little bit of downtime. I don't know. Who knows? But listen, McCreen, have the most amazing end of your holiday on Greece. Keep growing those incredible actives. Keep coming out with these like combination modalities that really I know from personal experience make a huge difference. And, you know, hopefully I might find myself in your office in the fall. Something exciting.
Well, I am happy to invite you. If you would like to try the Morpheus body treatment, come on in. And then way you can test drive it and report back to your listeners.
It would be really interesting. Can you do that on the decolletage or is it really something?
I have two studies going on. One of them is Morpheus for the cellulite on the thighs. And I have another study. I'm working with a Candela device, which is an RF microneedling technology, the Matrix Pro. And it is in clinicaltrials.gov. So it's public. And that I'm doing face, neck, and decolletage.
Yeah.
That is the hard unbelievable. Area. It's supercharged.
That's amazing. Oh my God. All right. This is just too exciting, guys.
Now so come. I can't wait to see you when I get back.
Absolutely. We can all be like Kim Kardashian and get that treatment. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to my dear Travis Cronin, who is about to run out of the house and over to his cosmetic. Thank you, Dr. McCreen. And thank you, listeners. Please come back next week for another episode of Glam Squad Confidential. And until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until next time, stay gorgeous.